This is a CHY News Report. This summer was hot, not only for us, but also for the life in our oceans, as marine heat waves swamped BC's coastal waters. According to researchers, sea temperatures off northeastern Vancouver Island reached 21 degrees Celsius in July, boiling kelp alive. Marine heat waves may mean warmer swimming, but the warmer temperatures are a threat to the region's shellfish industry, with bacteria causing increased die-offs. Dr. Timothy Green is the Canada Research Chair in Shellfish Health and Genomics at Vancouver Island University, and an expert on how the shellfish industry is adapting to the increased frequency of marine heat waves. I spoke with him at VIU. Can you tell me about your work with marine heat waves?
I became interested in marine heat waves about a decade ago. I work primarily looking at the impacts of disease on farmed shellfish, and I started to see a reoccurring pattern that disease outbreaks were often occurring when we were having these atmospheric or marine heat waves.
And what sort of outbreaks were you seeing?
Most of these are what we call summer mortality, but we knew that the cause, it was a virus called oyster herpes virus. It's been spreading around the world for the last decade. And as it would arrive into new locations, these outbreaks were occurring when we were having sort of record-breaking temperatures, making me sort of question, was there a role in intense heat stressing the oyster and making them more susceptible to these disease outbreaks?
Is this the same herpes that people get, or is this different?
It's completely different. You can't get herpes from oysters. So, you know, lots of animals have herpes virus infections, you know, dogs, cats, humans. Oysters have a herpes virus that they get. And for them, it's fatal within about 4 days.
My understanding is you're actually working on making shellfish more resilient to marine heat waves.
Yeah, I moved to Vancouver Island about 5 years ago to take up a position, the Deep Bay Marine Field Station. And, you know, the primary objective of my research is to try to breed a strain of shellfish that is more resistant to ocean acidification, another one of these climate change impacts, as well as marine heat waves. So when I arrived about 5 years ago, most farmers were experiencing about half to four out of every five oysters dying before harvest. I mean, that is a phenomenal number to think. 80% of farm shellfish die out on the farm just before it was ready to harvest. We're hopefully reducing that level of mortality through a breeding program.
Over the 5 years that you've been in this area, like how have you seen the temperatures of the water change?
Luckily, right next to the marine station is a lighthouse that's operated traditionally by the Coast Guard, now by the Department of Fisheries and Oceans. And some really clever person back in the 1960s decided to take a water temperature sample every day at the high tide mark. And so we're really, really lucky in this part of the world to be able to use that data set to see how our oceans are changing. So if we look back in the 1970s and 60s, a marine heat wave was really quite a rare event. You know, we were lucky to have one every couple of years. The difference is now we're having about eight of these events every year in our local waters. And I think that's a big contributor to why we are seeing so many of our shellfish unfortunately die.
You were talking to me earlier about the impact on salmon specifically.
So I'm an avid fly fisherman. Every morning I get up at 4:30 and I drive to the beach and I fly fish for salmon. And this year, the salmon are just not behaving as they would normally would. They're not coming close to shore because that water, think about all the black rocks heating up during the day. The water's too warm. It doesn't carry enough oxygen. And so they're staying away in the deep, cool water. And so we're not seeing the salmon getting close to shore, running up the rivers like we would normally expect to.
What's the overall picture of these marine heat waves?
So I'm not a marine ecologist. You know, I more study it through the lens of aquaculture. But I am really concerned that, you know, the BC ecosystem, that marine ecosystem, is going to shift. It's going to change. And the things that we hold really dear and think is special is going to be completely different. For example, you know, the kelp, they can't survive this warm water. So the kelp disappear. That habitat for small fish then disappears. And so we're going to see it change the entire ecosystem on our coastline will change. And, you know, to me, that's really, really sad.
Is there a particular moment or like an anecdote that kind of really encapsulated the challenges that you're facing?
Certainly that very first year I came here, you know, we had a significant mortality event at the end of July. I went out, I did a sort of a opportunistic survey of the farms to see the level of mortality to try to identify what was the cause. And just seeing, you know, growers that they've invested a lot of time and effort tending their crop, growing these shellfish for several years, and to see them all dead just as they're about to harvest and get payment for that, it was pretty hard. You know, these are people who are going to, you know, have some serious consequences of maybe losing a house or a car. They can't go on holidays because, you know, that cash flow comes to an end, and maybe their dream of owning a small business goes away as they have to exit the industry because they don't have the cash flow to continue. So yeah, it is tough.
Is this a situation that might favor larger producers over the smaller ones?
I think that's what we're going to see. We're going to see, you know, the shellfish industry having to change, where it will be a few large farms, just like we see with our salmon industry. Some of those bigger companies, they have the funds to weather the storms, and some of these smaller producers are going to just realize it's easier to exit the industry and make a living doing something else.
Is there anything else that you think is really important for our listeners to know?
The really important bit is, you know, we're experiencing this heat. The sad bit is it's not just heat. You know, we have ocean acidification that's occurring. We have things like the atmospheric river, which greatly drop the salinity, as well as hypoxia. You know, our oceans are running out of oxygen. And my real big fear is that we're just creating this environment that's going to become dead and completely change. And so I really hope people take climate change seriously and try to help where they can.
Well, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
That was Dr. Timothy Green, Canada Research Chair in Shellfish Health and Genetics at Vancouver Island University, speaking about the impact of marine heat waves on shellfish aquaculture in the Salish Sea. For CHY News, this is Mick Sweetman.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journals Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you.